The great jazz and pop singer Ella Fitzgerald recorded a lot back in the 1950s and 60s, her prime. So much stuff that unheard Fitzgerald is still coming out. Her latest release was recorded live in Hollywood during the Kennedy administration. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead weighs in.
For a long time, I never thought of Ella Fitzgerald as a nightclub singer. She came up working with Chick Webb's orchestra at Harlem's huge Savoy Ballroom, and her later classics were recorded in the studio or before adoring theater and festival crowds in Europe. She did perform in smaller places, but her nightclub recordings started trickling out only recently. The definitive collection so far is 12 Nights in Hollywood, 4 CDs from Verve. It's from nightclub stands in 1961 and 62, when she was at her peak as an interpreter and improviser.
I don't believe in fretting or grieving. Why mess around with strife? I never was cut out to step and strut out. Give me the simple life. Some find it pleasant, dining on pheasant. Those things roll off my knife. Just serve me tomatoes and mashed potatoes. Give me the simple life.
Of course, she can belt out a classic tune and scat sing like nobody's business. She's Ella Fitzgerald. Her Broadway and movie songs are still the mark other singers aim for, or they should be. In the intimate setting of the Crescendo Club, she can also bring it down to a whisper and still hold the house.
When you left, you broke my heart, but that will never keep us apart. Every hour in the day, you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home? Mama needs loving, baby, come on home.
Baby. Guitarist Herb Ellis with Ella Fitzgerald showing more blues feeling than she gets credit for. On 12 Nights in Hollywood, her performances are often pointedly short, and the focus is always on Ella. In this Hollywood epic, the star is in every scene. Her artistry is timeless, but these live recordings also lay bare the showbiz codes of another era. Fitzgerald introduces celebs in the house, like Walter Winchell, tosses a timely Sinatra or JFK reference into a lyric, and pokes a little defensive fun at rock and roll. She also impersonates other singers, some better than others.
As Miss Della Reese might say, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? I say, won't you come home? I say, you better walk away. You better wait too long. As Miss Pearl Bailey might say, Bill, honey, daddy, I'm telling you, better come on. Honey, you better bring it on home, because I'm just so tired of waiting on you. These shoes, daddy. Honey, I just can't wait no longer. You better come on.
That's a good Pearl Bailey. Ella Fitzgerald's humor, unerring pitch and rhythm, and her way of reshaping a tune all come together on a breakneck version of 1925's Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie. She fills the middle section with a free-floating collage of 1920s references, like a jazz T.S. Eliot. Stan Levy's on drums.
You can tell that he's a buyer from those wide and open spaces. Take it, Junior. Hey, hey, Charleston, oh boy, yeah, yeah, I say, the untouchables. Clap hands, here come Charlie, clap hands, here come Charlie, clap hands, here comes Charlie now. Oh boy, meet the Follies, I said, Sickfield Follies. Hey, Charlie.
Ella Fitzgerald is funny on stage, and the talking between songs prompts her to sing a bunch of introductory verses. Those often omitted build-ups to Broadway songs created to smooth the transition between talking and singing in musicals. Fitzgerald occasionally bobbles a lyric, or sounds a little flustered by that loud table in the back, the discotheque upstairs, or folks requesting her latest single She's Gonna Do Anyway. But all that adds to the charm. Listening to 12 Nights in Hollywood isn't exactly like being in the room with Ella Fitzgerald, but you get to lean in the window.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify this verse. This verse I've started seems to me the tenth antithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. The night is young, the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely.
Kevin Whitehead is a jazz columnist for eMusic.com. He reviewed Ella Fitzgerald, 12 Nights in Hollywood on Verve. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. I'm Terry Gross.
Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. When I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable.